Welcome to the Island Weekly. It's the 7th of July, and I'm Anne Hodgson. Since it's summertime, I thought maybe you're looking for something to read. And I'm going to read you a selection from a book that I've been reading, and I thought it might help you make a choice on your summer reading list. So here is my tip number one. Moral Disorder and Other Stories by Margaret Atwood. Chapter 1. The Bad News. It's morning. For now, night is over. It's time for the bad news. I think of the bad news as a huge bird with the wings of a crow and the face of my grade 4 schoolteacher. Sparse bun, rancid teeth, wrinkly frown, pursed mouth and all, sailing around the world under cover of darkness, pleased to be the bearer of ill tidings, carrying a basket of rotten eggs, and knowing, as the sun comes up, exactly where to drop them, on me for one. At our place, the bad news arrives in the form of the bad news paper. Tig carries it up the stairs. Tig's real name is Gilbert. It's impossible to explain nicknames to speakers of foreign languages, not that I have to do this much. They just killed the leader of the interim governing council, Tig announces. It's not that he's impervious to bad news. On the contrary, he's angular. He has less body fat than I do, and therefore less capacity to absorb, to cushion, to turn the calories of bad news. And it does have calories. It raises your blood pressure into the substance of his own body. I can do that. He can't. He wants to pass the bad news on as soon as possible. Get it off his hands, like a hot potato. Bad news burns him. I'm still in bed. I'm not really awake. I was doing a little wallowing. I was enjoying the morning until now. Not before breakfast, I say. I do not add, you know I can't handle it this early in the day. I've added that before. It's had only an intermittent effect. After this long together, both of our heads are filled with such minor admonitions, helpful hints about the other person, likes and dislikes, preferences and taboos. Don't come up behind me like that when I'm reading. Don't use my kitchen knives. Don't just strew things. Each believes the other should respect this frequently reiterated set of how-to instructions, but they cancel each other out. If Tig must respect my need to wallow mindlessly, free of bad news, before the first cup of coffee, shouldn't I respect his need to spew out catastrophe so he himself will be rid of it? Oh, sorry, he says. He shoots me a reproachful look. Why must I disappoint him like this? Don't I know that if he can't tell the bad news to me right now, some bilious green bad news gland or bladder inside him will burst, and he'll get peritonitis of the soul? Then I'll be sorry. He's right. I would be sorry. I'd have no one left whose mind I can read. Moral Disorder is Margaret Atwood's first collection of short stories since Wilderness Tips, and it centers on the story of one woman who grows up, or girl who grows up in the 1930s, and it takes us from her childhood through her old age. And it's basically a family novel, and it's very funny, but it's also very sarcastic and very personal. And it might be something for how should I say, I think more for women than for men, and perhaps more for the 40-year-olds than for the 20-year-olds. That would be my guess. But I've been reading her for a long time, and I really think this is a good one. I can recommend it because they're short stories. The vocabulary is quite difficult, but they're short enough so that you can take them just one at a time. I've put some of that vocabulary up on the website on the Island Weekly, so you can check it out there. Okay, that's it for this week, and I hope you come back next week for more on the Island Weekly.